This missile's trajectory had the potential to affect the course of the conflict as a whole, the war in Ukraine seeming to spill over onto neighbouring territory, Polish territory, NATO territory. This witness personally knew both of the men who were killed.
I ran over to the window because it was pretty close, 100 metres. I saw this monstrous black cloud and a streak of terrible smoke.
On the other side of the world in Bali, leaders of the G7 and NATO nations convened an emergency meeting. A missile attack on one NATO country could trigger a collective response from the whole alliance. But afterwards, the US president remained cautious.
It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia. But we'll see. We'll see.
Tuesday had seen one of the most intense Russian missile bombardments of the entire war. Scores of missiles hitting multiple Ukrainian civilian infrastructure targets, leaving entire towns and villages without power. Ukraine's air defences in turn launching dozens of their own missiles to try to shoot them down. And that's why President Biden and NATO allies are being so careful. Photos of the missile debris in Poland suggest it came from an S-300 air defence system, Russian-made, but used by Ukrainian forces. And as an investigation by Poland and its NATO allies continues, the Polish president has admitted the likelihood of what he describes as an unfortunate accident. President Andrzej Duda saying it is highly probable the missile was in fact fired by Ukrainian air defence. Moscow is denying any involvement and accused Poland of reacting hysterically to the incident, and Russia has some support even from one NATO member.
I have to respect the statements made by Russia. It's significant for us that Russia says they have nothing to do with this.
A security cordon has been thrown around the site of the missile strike, police preventing media from getting within half a mile of the area. Ukraine and its Western allies now insist that no matter who fired the missile, the death and destruction here wouldn't have occurred but for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NATO ambassadors have met in Brussels. Air defence and the deployment of more military hardware to the Polish border high on the agenda. Russian or not, the missile that hit Poland has ratcheted up the tension and greatly increased the risk of escalation. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.